Before we look forward to what's happening with the Kings this weekend and other games, let's look back to last night. Absolutely pumped Illawarra. This was 1v3, and the Sixers certainly got back on track. I don't think anyone saw that coming, the magnitude of it. Brad Rosen, good morning.
No, it was terrible. Good morning, boys. Welcome.
I was watching parts of it during the course of flicking over between the Big Bash as well. It came out of nowhere. They were level pegging first quarter, came back second quarter, and there was a 25-point gap in there.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a good game at all. And Illawarra went to Adelaide, and Adelaide were just coming off a 30-point loss to Melbourne
yes.
the week before. So you just thought this one could be a good game. And Illawarra, obviously, they lost the week before as well in a tough one to Perth. So I really thought this was going to be a good game. It was 1 versus 2 on the ladder, and then just Illawarra have just come out and just had nothing. So great win by Adelaide, but that's some worrying times for Illawarra. I've actually thought they've got 7 home games, or 6 left, I should say, and I actually thought that they got a very, very good chance to finish top and get home court advantage. But after that win last night, there's some worrying signs.
Another good game tomorrow in Perth. Kings play Perth tomorrow night. Will be very interesting.
Yeah, it is. And Perth, they're struggling. They have made the playoffs the last 30 seasons in a row, which is just amazing. It's unheard of.
Good stat, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But they're going to struggle to make it this year. Injuries have really shot them. But they've got rid of one of their imports, and they're bringing a new one this week. Bryce Cotton. It'll be his first game. He's a former NBA player, so look, they're going to be a bogey team at the moment. There is a chance they can still make it, but if they don't, they're really going to make some noise to those top four teams and knock them around. So it should be a really good one tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Melbourne. Melbourne, the team that was running last, that were struggling to score points, have gone bang, bang, and they're beating sides by 30, Brad. Where are they on the ladder now? Second after that one from yesterday from the Hawks.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, but they're a real chance at the competition.
Oh, they are. They're my pick to win it. And look, I've always said Melbourne were tough. Chris Golding, who's the Olympian, he struggled with a bit of form at the beginning of the season. Wasn't playing awful, but just looked fatigued from the Olympics. He actually rolled his ankle, and was probably the best thing that happened to him because he took a month off. And he's now coming back, and he's been phenomenal for him. And then they've got also Casper Ware, their point guard, who's a former NBA player. Both of these guys are great. That is a ripper, and I'm actually calling that game tomorrow night, so I can't wait for that one.
Very good. Let's go through your best bets of the weekend.
Yeah, look, Cairns lost at home last week, and I think they're an absolute shoo-in for this game, so I do believe they'll beat New Zealand. My roughie, well, I mentioned it before, and I mean, I'm going against my boys here a little bit as well. I just have a feeling Perth to beat Sydney.
That's controversial, Brad.
It is very controversial, but Perth, you know, Kings didn't play well last week, but you know, that they could easily come out and win tomorrow night. I'm not suggesting that, but they didn't play well. And Perth, well, you know, when they say when you put a champion, when the champion's down, what do? They come up and fight and they win. And I think that's a chance that Perth got tomorrow night.
Kevin Leash is not going to go 1 of 14 again, surely.
Oh, that was hilarious. There was a talk about, there was the Andrew Gaze was after.
How funny was that?
Oh my God, after in the press conference afterwards, and for our listeners, it was just hilarious. He's like, look, everyone has a bad night. Everyone cannot shoot well. And he went 1 of 14, and he's like, and actually, I can't remember going 1 of 14. It was just hilarious, Andrew telling it how it is as usual.
Well, he cracked up, and then Jason Kadee was sitting next to him. He cracked up as well. And then, but what he was saying, emphasising how important from the free throw line that he was. But we spoke to Brad Newley about it earlier in the week, and he said, yeah, Gaze would have been 5 of 50. He would have just kept throwing them.
Exactly. There's no way he would have stopped at 1 of 14.
Nah, exactly. So
Look, Kevin Lish has been a great player. And there's another one that's an Olympian. And, you know, he looks fatigued. The other three Australians in the Olympians, who went to the Olympics, I'm sorry, were David Anderson and Cam Bairstow, both out injured and not coming back this season. And Damian Martin from Perth, who may come back after an injury. So the Boomers really has affected teams this season, and it's really caused some injuries.
I know you've tipped against them, but what are we thinking for the weekend?
Oh, you know what I'm going to say, boys. Come on, I may go against them, and they are good, but go those Kings!
Go those Kings! Good on you, Brad. We'll look forward to your coverage of that. It's all happening on Fox Sports as well. Have a good weekend, mate.
You too. Go, boys. Have a good one.